Well, Dusty had the 10 most unserious fan bases in college football.
Yeah, man.
Generated by AI.
Delusional.
He was like, you know what? I wonder what happens if I run this through for the Trailblazers. We put a timeline on it.
Yeah.
Next 10 years. The likelihood of the Trailblazers winning a title in the next 10 years. And it spit out a pretty detailed path. Not like every touchstone, but it did hit on a lot.
Well, Jeff Russ printed it out. It's a full page. It is a full page of information on the Blazers. And it goes through things like where they're at right now, their current situation, and breaks down the roster. And actually did a pretty good job.
If you're looking, if you gave this to an alien trying to understand where the Portland Trailblazers were, it does a pretty good like synopsis of like where they are.
I mean, it started with the Blazers are currently rebuilding phase after the departure of Damian Lillard. Mm-hmm. Their focus is on developing their young core. And it mentions Scoot, Shaden, Simons, Denny, Two, and Klingon. And it kind of goes down and says their age, position, and their strongest trait, right?
Yeah.
Then it says they have veterans like Jeremy Grant and DeAndre Ayton who could be trade assets as this team continues to rebuild. That's actually true.
Yep.
It says they have draft capital in picks that they could use down the line or trade for established players. And then goes through that they are plus 200,000 to win the NBA title.
Then it says that they're showing improvement, but not currently a playoff contender.
This is where it gets interesting, though, because it goes to path to contention and likelihood of them actually winning in the next 2 years. And this is where I want to bounce this off of you. Mm-hmm. It says developing star talent. The Blazers need their young players to develop into all-star caliber players. Scoot Henderson and Shaden Sharpe have shown flashes of this potential.
Okay.
I've got questions on that, but strategic drafting and player development. They need to continue drafting well and developing players effectively.
Which is effectively saying that they have done well in the draft.
Acquiring more talent. This could be tough through future drafts, trades, or free agency. Identifying and acquiring players to complement their young core is crucial. Duh. Mm-hmm. Coaching and chemistry. This is kind of one of those ones where is this kind of saying they need a new coaching staff. They say a strong coaching staff and good team chemistry are essential for championship caliber team.
Yep.
All right. Health and luck. You need to stay healthy and a little luck in the health department is needed. And then the strength of other teams in their league will play a significant role. The Western Conference is currently very competitive. So likelihood of winning in the next 3 to 4 years. The focus will be continued on development of the young core, accumulating talent, and establishing consistent winning culture. Playoff contention might be the goal in this period, but a championship is a long shot. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Yeah, next 3 to 4 years, unless you got a massive, massive, massive infusion of talent. Yeah, I agree.
Mid period, 4 to 7 years. If their young players develop as hoped, and they start making some smart acquisitions, the Blazers could potentially become a strong playoff team and even a dark horse contender in 4 to 7 years.
I think the windows on this are a little more skewed than reality, but otherwise I agree.
7 to 10 years. If everything aligns well, the young core reaching their prime and the team built into a cohesive unit with the right supporting pieces, a championship could be realistic in this time frame.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Their conclusion is, while the Blazers have a young, promising talent and a path to improvement, winning an NBA championship in the next 10 years is a challenging goal. It will require significant development of their young players, smart team building, and navigating competitive league. It certainly is within the realm of possibility, but it's far from a certainty at this point in their rebuild.
Yeah. The only disagreement I really have with this is the windows.
Yeah.
Because I think we look at windows a lot larger than they actually are.
Yeah.
And not just for winning, but for team building. If I had told you, you know, that Jimmy Butler was going to be available for trade 2 years ago when he's taking the Miami Heat to the NBA Finals, would you believe that?
That Jimmy Butler was
going to do? I guess Jimmy's a bad example.
I was going to say, I mean, we've seen him piggyback some really bad teams.
Luka.
With that team last year, no. I wouldn't have thought it.
And that's the thing is like windows can change drastically.
Yeah.
And that impact that it has because you have no ability to alter that of, you know, somebody getting injured or a big trade happening or a player that like SGA going from a guy everybody thought was going to be really pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like he would make maybe a couple all-star like after year 2 everybody's like he's got some juice. Nobody saw him being an MVP candidate. Nobody.
No.
If they're telling you otherwise, they're lying through their teeth.
Well, I mean, like, just look at the guys who are stars in the league right now, whether it is Giannis, Jokic, SGA. Mm-hmm. I mean, those guys were all drafted outside of the top 10. Giannis was Giannis was 13. Yeah. All of them outside the top 10. So, yes, that it is very...
Steph was the third point guard taken in his draft.
Yeah. All right.
The Timberwolves took two point guards ahead of him.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So, like, Con Knipple will be the best player in the league.
But like other than that, yeah, I think this does a pretty solid job of kind of...
explaining how hard it is.
Yeah.
But we've been trying to do that for years.
Yeah.
And
the one that should have, like, the big, giant, bold letters on it, luck.
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 That's the way the Blazers made the Western Conference Finals with Damian Lillard, is an insane amount of injury luck. Not for them, but for the other teams that it went against.
Rick Adelman was adamant when they brought them the guys back the other night. For the remembering that era of the 90s Blazers, that they were better the next year and they screwed up against the Lakers in the first round.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, that was a better team. Bill Walton gets hurt in 78. That was a better team. Were they 50 and 12 when he went down?
Something like that.
They were insanely good when he went down.
That's crazy.
Like, luck plays such a massive, massive part of this. A coin toss. In the Jordan Bowie Hakeem draft.
Yeah.
Like, luck.
Yeah.
So much of this is luck. But other than that,
One ping pong ball from Wemby.
I think it does do a pretty good job of summing it up.
So. Yeah. If you're wondering, AI told us that don't hold your breath on a Blazers championship in the next decade. I mean, which is pretty fair, seeing that we're creeping up on...
55 years?
Yeah. Well, no, 77. We're we are creeping up on 50 years.
Yeah.
We're at 48 years now. It's a long time.
I was trying to think of the length of the organization. Yeah.
That's a really, really long time.
Yeah. It's a long time.
So in 10 years, let's not get over our skis here.
Yeah. We're more measuring in half centuries, not decades.
Man.
So they're due.
Yeah. All right.
They had one in 50. They'll have another one in 50. Somewhere in the next 50 years.
If that makes us feel better.
There you go. That's the math right now.
All right. All right.